earth, and sky.
I hope all of us feel we live in the most beautiful place on earth. I know I feel that way about where I live.
You're listening to Joe Pierce, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast. For six generations, Pierce's family has owned a forest in Baldwin, Maine. Pierce spoke to Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson about what it means to own a private forest and how he balances forest stewardship with the need to make a living.
If I was to visit your land, what would I see and how would I be able to use it?
My land is in Maine, so you'd see pine trees, of course. And the other tree we like to grow is red oak here in southern Maine. But we have a lot of beech and birch. So you'd see quite a lot of forest. And also there are fields. I raise sheep and I cut hay and sell hay and just sort of generally enjoy myself about the land. And I guess, what would you do? I'd be encouraging you to walk around and walking in the woods on old logging roads and seeing the trees and in the summer the ferns and wildflowers, squirrels and deer and you know, I even have moose wander through my yard once or twice a year. It's just a beautiful place to be.
So what's the etiquette for coming and entering your land? Do you have to get a call from someone who, like, if you want to come camping or anything like that?
Well, camping, that would be something that somebody would have to come and approach me directly about. But if you just wanted to walk around, that's, stop by the side of the road, get out of your car and walk around. No problem. It's sort of a tradition here in Maine to have one's land open for friends and neighbors to enjoy.
So what kind of things are you considering when you come up with a management plan?
I'm thinking about how I have to pay my taxes. That's high on the list. In other words, the land has to support itself.
Right. So how can that be profitable?
Yes, exactly. How can that be profitable? It means that when I cut trees, I have to pay attention to growing more trees. And when I cut trees, I do it in the sense that by taking a tree out, cutting it down, I'm letting light and nutrients in for other trees to grow. So that what I'm doing is I'm cutting every 15 years plus or minus, so that there's a constant supply of wood. It's a sustainable resource, and I'm managing it in a sustainable way. So when I look at managing my woods and draw up a management plan, I'm thinking of the money I can make and maximizing that over the long, long term.
So what do you see as the biggest challenges facing the future of private forests and private lands?
Politics. Politics, what other people who don't understand landowning are going to do to me. The majority of people in Maine or in the U.S. are urban, and there's property tax and there's estate tax, and those are the two biggest challenges to sustainable forestry that I can see.
So do you mean that landowners, in order to meet these taxes, will be forced to take unsustainable practices on their land?
First of all, property tax means that every year a bill comes up that has to be paid because I own land. Now, fortunately, Maine has a tree growth tax law which allows me to pay a lesser property tax because I have a management plan and I promise to cut trees. It's sort of like a temporary conservation easement, which I would pay a penalty for getting out of. And that's a big help. Every year there's a law in the legislature introduced to modify that in one way or another. And it's a threat every year. My friends or I have to go to Augusta and tell them up there in the estate in the state capitol, please don't do this to us. And estate taxes, the other problem is what happens when I die and this land gets evaluated and then the state and the federal government come looking for money from it. And in both cases, the answer is if I can't pay the bill or my children can't pay the bill, it's cut off all the trees or sell the land and get some money to pay the tax. And then you've got houses where there were trees.
What do you think that private forests mean for people who don't own it beyond the memories that they can make there? And, you know, why should people who don't own land value land like yours?
Well, somebody else is taking care of the ecosystem and the environment for them. And it's not costing them anything. In fact, we are paying property taxes. And so we're helping out the towns that we live in that sense. But we're taking care of that land and we're stewards of the land. And we provide the water that people drink. I mean, I can't drink all the water underneath my land. And that water, those aquifers underneath my land provide other people's drinking water, and the trees and the roots and of the plants all filter the water, and we provide the view that you see that you think is beautiful, and we keep it that way. And, you know, I'm the one who picks up the trash on the side of the road, by the way.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about that I didn't mention or anything else on your mind?
I just really wanted to talk about how much I love my land. It is a huge emotional thing for me, and how my timeline is a 100-year timeline, because that's the kind of timeline trees have. And so my timeline has to go beyond my lifetime and maybe even beyond the lifetime of my 3-year-old granddaughter.
That was Joe Pierce, private forest owner, speaking with EarthSky's Lindsay Patterson. Our thanks to the American Forest Foundation, leading the way in education and conservation. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Joel Block, and this is EarthSky's Clear Voices for Science podcast.
We're at earthsky.org.